Yeah, okay, it starts. Oh,
I just did it.
Oh yeah, okay. I was like about to pause it again then.
So could you describe the project and explain what it's about and what you wanted to do with it?
Yeah, okay. So the project is corresponding to an attempt to propose a prototype for the catalog of the museum. And in this version of catalog, we try to, let's say, involve more question and issue about some ideological statements that are sometimes less visible in the actual form. For example, the colonial issues, the philosophical categories, and also some problems that are around it. And for the this prototypes take the way that the knowledge is displayed as a narrative, because it's also echo the question of history of the piece of the museum. So then it's question how the narrative about the pieces comes and which tools was used in order to build this narrative and which kind of paradigm and also epistemological way that are used in order to project such knowledge. There is the idea of taking the database as a metaphor of all of it, and how to let's say generate a database or a way of displaying the knowledge that can welcome the let's say side stories and also the ideological ideas that are embedded a mode of illustration of it. We took the example, the fiction of one of the piece of the museum, the claims for telling her story. Which means propose another way to build the narrative and to and then the different tools, let's say, to construct the knowledge.
And so how did you?
Sorry.
No, you are still not true.
Yeah,
I'm gonna mute also. Just
yeah. So I was wondering, how did you work on this issue? How did the catalog, how did you make the catalog, or how did you work on this other database and narrative?
But also, I think we are working in parallel with museal structures and more in general computational structures or informatic structures. And I think we somehow institute some connections or comparisons between the two that reveal how they both act as ways of structuring content and categorizing knowledge. So, yeah, if the first maybe attempt in the first Diversens exhibitions was looking at the structures of image treatment and organization and, let's say, collaging of these materials coming from the online catalog of the museum. In this case, maybe we are looking more to the structures of categories that are organizing this content. So we are not really rebuilding a catalog, but we are still working with the online catalog of the museum at Carmentis. But yeah, focusing on the relation between the objects contained in the catalog and the categorization structure and database in which they are set, if it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that that's the main difference between the two versions?
Well, no, there are many differences because we...
Could you maybe tell us a bit about, differentiate the first version from the second version?
Yeah, the first version was really bound on the graphical illustration of the problematics. We took it, and it was also story based. It took the graphical illustration as a way to illustrate that it's possible to reshape the knowledge structure, and it took also the images as a pretext, let's say, to display that. The collage become kind of categories instead of being only a list. The nesting script used as a graphical way to display how the array or the table is containing the knowledge and make the relation between items. And in this version, it's more focused on the visitor experience in front of the interface, because then we are more into making some collision between the computer structure and the data structure, and we take the visitor experience in front of an interface and the form, the data form of the Carmentis interface, as an experience to feel or to see how knowledge could be structured differently. Then in this experience with the browser, the Prometheus browser, they will have, we try to make more sensible the relation between the items in the collection and the meta object that structures the items, and there is a kind of reciprocity or something else, kind of porosity between the object that structure the items and the items that are supposed to be structured by the form, by the structure.
Yeah, and we are really focusing on the browser as a interpreter. So, yeah, well, before we were working in different ways on the materials, also interacting with the browser, where mostly a user encounters the catalog of the museum. In this case, we're really looking at how the browser itself has its own rationality of receiving and interpreting content, and trying to alter in a way how this happens with the content of the museum catalog.
So you're making like this. I mean, maybe one of the questions to that we wanted to ask in when we were preparing this conversation was the way the project sets up a relation or not to the institution. Like, how does the museum figure in this work? Because like somehow the browser is taking a like is a takes a role in this story, the object, the metadata, but where is the institution in this constellation?
The thing we are, let's say, starting to discover is also the fact that the metadata used for structuring the browser are quite similar to the tools that the institution use to structure knowledge. I think it's interesting that, and Martino says that, I think I found it really relevant that the fact that when using the public interface of the catalog, you see more about how the knowledge is structured in the institutional context, while it is in the internet context. So somehow the browser is could be a kind of bridge between how the museum and the institutional context structures create or build knowledge by also experiencing how the browser also structure the information and data.
Sorry, I'm saying I'm nodding. That's being muted. I mean, maybe Elodie, you want to follow up on this?
I'm trying to formulate it. Because, well, I was thinking also this way of giving life and giving agency to an object of the collection, kind of puts the question of permission a bit out of the way, because it's not you, it's not the institution, it's the character itself. So there is no so like the relationship with the institution is not really there anymore, because we don't they're almost not part of the picture.
But wait, why?
Because let's say if it was Martino who will present himself, Martino, sorry, Zumana presenting himself as telling the
Nope.
story, then as an agent he has this
No.
almost real life agent of asking the permission to the institution. Then if it's not Zumana anymore, it's Chichimin, she doesn't need the permission to the institution to, I don't know, destroy the database, for instance. She just does it. So I'm wondering how, maybe you don't agree with that, just you don't feel it. Oh,
Oh, I
we
think
lost
its
Mana.
connection went. Should we wait a bit or?
Yeah, let's wait a bit.
Can keep drawing.
Yes. Okay, good. Yeah. So because the tzitzimin, the element, the object of the collection, is the one speaking. There's almost like a sort of a disappearance of the relationship between you as the, an artist and the institution, because she takes charge of it. She takes things in charge. So, my question is: do you think was it like a way for you to try to configure possible work on digital collection and possible work with cultural institution differently, so not having to pass through questions of for instance, permission or ownership? Is that not clear? Okay, Femke.
No, it's clear. But what I'm wondering is, how is it different with this iteration as from the previous one?
I don't think it's a question about the iteration. It's more in general.
It's in general.
Okay.
So to try to think about the proxy somehow that a tzitzimin became, and the way it is functioning in relation to, well, you could say a critique on how institutions deal with these objects. But so, how does it make possible or not possible a relation to the institution? I can also maybe ask it on a more practical level, in because we realized that we were in different ways trying to ask this question when preparing. So another way we were asking, like thinking about this, was the fact that the interventions that you are making into the Carmentis database are in fact not done in the actual database, but in a mirror version of it,
mm-hmm.
that looks like it is the official catalog, but is not.
Yeah.
So there's something interesting going on in the placement of agency.
Yeah. Okay.
And so we were trying to think about, like, and we wanted to ask you about what's happening here. Like, is it a fake intervention, or is it actually the proxying also make things possible that otherwise could not be imagined?
Okay, I try to answer it, because it's for me it's a really interesting question, because it's reveals also the fact that there is a really weak bond between this work and the institution, or discrete, let's say, not really. I was thinking, and I told it to Martino about the question you asked me during the radio implicances, mm-hmm. about the fact that some people want to give the digital information instead of give the object to the people that claim. You remember this?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, but this question makes me think about that, because there is the fact that in the previous story, there is this idea of share the knowledge as a practice to increase the power
mm-hmm.
people, how much the institution is, let's say, powerful or really a kind of value making machine, let's say. And the thing is to in order to accomplish this share of information, share of knowledge, and also to affirm that there is curatorial guidance and of the knowledge, it needs to be to make it. Fine, they needs to make it public, and so in a certain way, I think that the link with the institution is concretely done by the computing and the context. They need this context. There is also the museum, of course, but we are talking about how they display, how they digitalize the object. And so I really think that there is kind of bound. The problem is this bound is kind of clusterized because we need to reinvent a lot of things to in order to enact this with the promiscuous browser, with the exhibition. Also, we are forking the catalog. We need fun. And I don't know, because for me the problem is definitely a problem of permission, because we couldn't access to the database. Mm-hmm. But in somehow we can make some imagination or speculation about it, and I feel that it's more powerful than only become kind of agent of the institutional structure, because we can have the agency of all the let's say net computing possibilities in order to discuss and to propose something else. And
hello.
Let's question it. Okay. Yeah, please go ahead.
No, I didn't hear anybody for some seconds.
Yeah, am I the only one to lose sometimes Zumana, or
the glitches of it? But I think the recording will be okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm hoping.
Yeah.
sorry.
But does that make sense, Elodie? Is this?
Sorry.
Is this responding to, like, is this what you tried to ask?
Yeah.
No, but maybe I didn't get the core of the question. What I understood is that the issue of relaying to the institutional way of doing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It is, but it was also trying to see whether it's use it almost as an opening path to approach those collection differently that with the possibility that we have now, that we are thinking of now traditionally on how you work with a collection of cultural institution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that to me there is something obvious that the link for work with the institution is a bit broken.
Why?
I mean, it's time for instance, I have the feeling that it's really difficult to really work with, for example, the museum. I mean.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Using their some data and using the online catalog, so we are really in the march of the institution, but just using one of the mean they use to make the information accessible.
Mm-hmm.
But concretely, For me, it was the first work session that was close to the institution.
Mm.
We had some meeting with Chris, but I never saw the concrete work with the institution. This idea of browser came because it was difficult to access to the real data, to the concrete database.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also a kind of symptom of this disjunction.
Okay.
Yeah, that's I think what we're trying to get at. No, I think it also connects to a discussion we had with Shelko just before,
mm-hmm.
where we were trying to talk about the difficulty of intervening in Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Because the assumption is always that the changes will only be marginal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They will be adjustments to an already working system.
Minor change,
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then the at the one hand, the time and energy needed to imagine a radical change, but also the instabilities that come from it, are just too difficult to even find space for. And this seems to be happen often in situations where you try to bring up structural problems. So I think what we were trying to formulate, and thank you for staying with us on this, is that it seems that the two proxy moves you've made, one to introduce Tsitsimin as the agent of change, and two, to introduce the scraped Carmentis that can somehow perform the change, and I think also the browser, or might be ways to somehow
I can't work on hear it. You.
Are but, you not
hello?
Okay.
But in a way, one important thing I think is that there is still a direct relation to the online catalog. Like the choices we made were to work with the actual online version of the system and not to scrape it or to make a fork or a copy or a... So what were you asking before, if it was the real catalog?
Mm-hmm.
Like in a way, it's the real catalog, but we want it maybe more, I don't know if it's unreal or other forms of real, that it shows more its internal structure. That's our version tries to show more the internal structure of the actual thing online. So at least I think that's somehow important, because then it can also speak back to how the browser work in interpreting what gets sent to you and so on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But,
okay, I'm going to ask a question. I'm trying to formulate a question that came from Gianco, who was really picking up on this agency shift. He was wondering about, let's say, when much of the discourse forming right now happens in online environments, where other agents than just humans speaking seem to be part of forming opinions and making politics. Let's say algorithms, for example. How could this shift to the object be maybe a way to think differently about the way like discourse is being formed or it can be intervened with? So how is the fact that the object here is the agent of change, can someone somehow help with thinking about digital infrastructures and how opinion is formed there? I hope I made the translation. Elodie, you?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay.
First, because we read the question do you hear me? Hello?
I hear you.
Yes, hear you.
Okay. Yeah, because I had some troubles and now I'm not sure. Okay, so there is a funny thing with Tsitsimin, the story, because they are supposed to come every 52 years to destruct the world, but they will not do that if people decide to shut off all the fires and sacrifice one person, and then we do the fires. And in this story, for me, the most interesting part is the fact that it's obliged people to reconsider knowledge of making fire. So it's a bit a kind of ceremony of refreshing knowledge. And in this story, there is the object of this kind of agency to refresh the way that we build knowledge, and to have a reflection about that, let's say, show up how the knowledge is built and why it's built like this, and which kind of effect the knowledge building policy have on people, between them, or way of taking life, or way of taking the others, diversity, things like that. And in the case of the browser, we are trying to allow objects to restructure the base, the way that the knowledge is displayed, as a way to show how the knowledge also is structured. In this context, the interest of giving this agency to objects is also to create a kind of reflexivity or reciprocity between objects that shape the knowledge and objects that are target by this knowledge. I have the feeling that if we want to think about diversity, it's not a good idea to think it with a generic point of view, without allowing the diverse subject or object, without allowing it to respond, to be also responsive to the view and the way that we build the view. So I have the feeling that this reciprocity is also inviting people to be part of the process, the knowledge building process. In our case, I think also that we are mostly give the speak to, mostly trying to make more the structural, the knowledge structural sensitive. And I feel that the fact that object can respond, can reshape, can also express something in this model that is normally hierarchical, invite people to also be part of, to sense the the process, and also to be part of the this process, and not take the knowledge as something as granted, but also as something in process, as something that is relay and maybe dependent to the target that it's try to make knowledge. Sorry, it's the English is a bit confused, but I hope it's...
No. It's, I mean, to me, at least, it's very clear. And maybe, maybe it would be interesting to hear a bit more about the promiscuous browser, like how concretely this is, like you're experimenting with this in an online environment. Can you maybe explain a bit, like, what is the promiscuous browser? What is it doing?
It started more as a way to deal with the issue that we wanted to work with a modified browser and with the exhibition moving online, we had to basically deal with how much the browser is secured and black boxed. Black boxed apparatus. So we had to think of a workaround to make it possible to have a modified browser accessible by others. And so to do that, we had to somehow make a virtual computer that would be loaded in the browser another person's browser, which would have a computer loading inside, which would have a browser which is modified inside, which is all very sounds all very abstract, of course. But the interesting thing is that this opened up to promiscuity, which is something quite interesting also for what Zumana was saying earlier on, of how much normally you are taught to make a query on your own to a database or to a catalog or to a website. And in this case, it's open to the fact that this browser will potentially be shared with others at the same time. So of course, in the frame of the personal computer, all of a sudden to put like a computer which allows multiple usage of the same interface is somehow something that we find funny or exciting. And this also relates somehow with what you were asking before on the object question. Because like as much as we are excited of how basically when you break assumptions of computing, often interesting things happen of how you understand things and hierarchies and power structures in computing or their conditions. Because like so the object should always be kept as a content of a database and not bleed into becoming the structure or the rules or the function, the computation. Mm-hmm. It is the separation between storage and computation that the object somehow questions in what we're trying to do, that the object all of a sudden set other conditions than the ones that it's usually set into.
So meaning and the object, the digital object starts to interfere with the structure, while normally the hierarchy is very clear that structure is set before the object can actually, and it sets the conditions for the object. But here, this reciprocity is being made promiscuous.
Yeah.
So, maybe it's time to ask you about what question you want to ask to our next conversation. We will talk to Nicolas and Michael about their work on sketchy recognition. So, you remember their working with image recognition softwares and trying to make other conversations possible. I mean, take time if you need to think a bit about it, but and we also can reformulate it. Not like
it doesn't have to be like a well-formed sentence. If it's just something that you're interested in, but you don't really know how to ask a question, you can also tell us.
Yeah. It's difficult to make it a question, but it's a point of interest that I have the question of interoperability of the items or the labels in the catalog. When you see how it works, there is from the label something really strong about relational database. For example, the number of inventory is really essential. But if you see, for example, the picture, it could be not appearing on the catalog. It doesn't matter. It's a pity for the visitor, but it's not structural for the database. It's something. It's let's say a kind of orphan atom of the database. And I have the feeling that what they are doing also is to make a kind of bond between the structural the way that the database is structured a link between this and the way that the images also is structured. Not only in the computer way but also in the recognition human recognition way.
Yes.
Sorry?
No. I'm trying to process, to understand what you're getting at. Yeah. So somehow the structure within the image.
Yeah, exactly. And there is from the last exhibition, I saw also the attempt to bound and to make it interoperable between the structure. The computational structure of the image and the way that the data are structured. So that's why I say that it's not. I don't know how to make a question, but I feel that there is something really interesting in it, and also kind of strange because the not strange, it's not a good word, but there is something into it that could be a kind of a continuation of making the database more and more extensive. But it's not what they are doing, but it's also really close to that. And I like the fact that it involves also the idea of recognition. Human recognition. I mean, so I don't know. I don't know how to formulate it as a question, but I feel that there is a kind of problematic behind this idea of make some links between interoperability of database, which is structured on some ideological and philosophical based generic ideas, and find a way to bridge the way that the image are structured. It's not really
I mean, this is like how we can formulate something. I mean, maybe Martino, you have another question or would want to follow up from this? Try to reformulate to test and capture.
Yeah, also I haven't followed where they are going with it, but after the I'm also somehow fascinated by the relation between the types of recognition, or what it means, the recognition. And yeah, at least in how I remember the past iteration, it was a flip into actually you playing, trying to recognize what the machine was doing. Mm-hmm. So recognizing what are the algorithms that are supposed to do the image recognition doing. But yeah, I don't know how it evolved also, so.
Yeah, we also are finding out this afternoon how this is continuing. I mean, we know that they've been documenting and, working with this idea, but in what way recognition is still there.
Ice cream,
yes, in Molenbeek. Zumana, if you, it's really important.
Yes, I want an ice cream, please.
Yes, I'm not sure I make it to you before it's melted, but in spirits. Zumana, you are trying to ask about the, in a way, following from the discussion we had in the new fire ceremony project, this flip or this making other relations between objects and structures,
mm-hmm.
and make them somehow interact or interact.
Mm-hmm.
And then seeing some of that similar move within the project Sketchy Recognition, where the structure of the image is somehow connected to the structure it's held within. And how does this work? So we can try to ask about this, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Martino,
maybe it's enough.
That's enough. Well, we will no doubt talk about recognition as well. So. I think if you see how fast time goes, it might be enough. I mean, in a way, it's on another level. You could say recognition is part of this also, no? And there, the flip is also there in the same from object to structure somehow. I don't know how to formulate that as a question. Are there other things that you want to somehow add to this this thinking about the project and or talking about the project?
I don't know, but I'm still. I really enjoy this question of institutional relation,
mm-hmm.
and I wonder if you have some you had some experience of it, some maybe not answers, but. Some questions that that address a bit more
or also as how does it feel as diversion,
mm-hmm.
that type of relation,
yeah, voilà, c'est ça.
You know, you want to answer this first. I have things to say.
No, you can go first.
No, I think it's. I mean, I think I am asking these questions at least to because I'm troubled by the. Mm, like at the one hand, I see the only way to transform institutions is by being with them,
mm-hmm.
and to sometimes live in their rooms or keep in conversation. But at the same time, I'm seeing that it's very difficult to do that thinking and that work to actually get to the change. Because it, you easily come, like the histories and the assumptions of these institutions are so thick that I was recognizing this move of going, like triangulating that relation somehow by bringing in other objects or other interfaces seemed like a really clever idea. Like it seems like the direct confrontation is very difficult to live and to activate. And at the same time, I know it needs to happen because otherwise we're making transformations outside of that situation that we want to change. I mean, I think it's like the discussion on Wikipedia has the same problem. Like, how do you think a different Wikipedia that when the kinds of spaces to actually think that different Wikipedia are confined by its rules and pillars and whatever? So, yeah, this is why I was wanting to ask you about this, because I recognized something that I wanted to ask you if we were actually recognizing it correctly.
Yeah, and I was I didn't want to answer first because for me from the beginning it was almost until now I'll say it's even a sort of internal negotiation and fight against my own fatalism. So indeed, like this idea of not of trying to make change in the inside and not just leaving things as they are is there, but also feels almost impossible sometimes. So the first temptation is just to leave them with their problem and go on. So yeah, the relationship is difficult.
I totally agree, and somehow this attempt to modify the catalog is a small recompense to the small door, let's say, to access it. I don't know how it could be a real anchor to the institutional way of doing things. I don't know. For instance, this work of trying to find some patterns and how to change it, let's say, from the outside, is also something that learn. I have the feeling, I don't know if it's true also for you, Martino, but I have the feeling that I'm learning much more without being totally dumped by the institutional context, because there is always some clothes to work with them. I have the feeling that it's more easy to access to interesting knowledge in the sense that it could be used in order to change something. I'm sure that it could be possible inside of the walls of the institution, but it make I have the feeling that it makes us more it's a big word, but I would say creative because we have to rethink not only what it is inside, but how it works also in outside.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is still there, but there is maybe a kind of a preparation for, to go further, without being totally held by the institutional clauses.
Yeah.
And it's funny because there is also because of this issue we discovered a big word, but we try to find links between what we use daily with the browser and the fact that this browser has something in common with the way that the knowledge is built in the such institution. So for instance, I'm thankful for this situation. Yeah, because it's opening doors that I would not expect.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Maybe from those doors, we're going to find a way to go, to penetrate the big door. By the
Yeah. Kick in the big door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, I feel that where we interact with the institution through the presence online,
mm-hmm.
we are also looking at a different formation of agents somehow, because we have personally I feel I have more tools to understand what they're doing or what they're trying to do or what they pretend to do but they do not do, mm-hmm. and what companies they end up working with. So I have maybe more ability to understand the institution, like how it's placing there,
mm-hmm.
than being there physically, basically, where there is so much effort in how they or so much structures that maybe I am just like less able to relate to.
Mm.
All right. Shall we leave it at this for now?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
With the drawings. Thank you.
Yeah, also. There's an animal appearing somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. A dog.
Oh, yeah.
Coyote
is better.
Coyote,
yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to just cut the fringes off, but I don't think we will do like intensive editing on this for the first round, and then we can come back to some of these questions when we do we make this into a contribution for the publication.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yes.
Thanks a lot. See you maybe on Friday, tomorrow. We're gathering to see a bit what's going on and also what Mia and Christina have proposed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what we call the open house meeting. Yeah. So everybody's welcome to join.
Okay. But if you can't make it, then no pressure.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice because so Mia and Christina will explain a bit what's the plan, so.
Yep.
Cool.
Anyway.
It's a good one at 9.
No, it's...
No, it's at 2, open house, sorry. Okay. Yes, I'm totally
spaced. I mean, you can come at 9,
Okay,
we're going to... I'm going to stop
Pause
recording, that's first thing.